Rolling Suicide.
We'll let you guys do that as soon as you're done in the basement.
Get off!
Was that an old man impression?
That was a you impression.
Is that me?
Yeah, same thing.
Do it again.
No doubt.
Like fake Bill?
I'll go to bed. Don't start nothing. There won't be nothing. Get off. Get off. Get off. Get out of my ear. I don't want to. I don't care about winning. I just picked a song I like. Go Duke.
Wake up. Wake up. Try and rush and put a little makeup. I just have to fade away the shake up. Why'd you leave the kingdom on the table? Here you go, create another fable. You wanted to. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. You wanted to. I just got to fade away the shake up. You wanted to. Why'd you leave the kingdom on the table? You wanted to. Why don't think you trust?
Welcome to the Grass is Blue podcast.
Self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Here's your hosts, Kieran Measure, Steve Rice, Nick DeMarco, and Bill Measure.
Wake up! Wake up! Grab my shirt, put a little makeup. I just got to fade away. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
I can't hear Kieran at all. Is your mic off?
Hold on.
Nope. He's back.
I'm back.
There we go.
There he is.
All right.
Had to get muted. I was too strong opinionated.
Yeah, that's you. For sure. Want to bring us in, Willie?
Welcome back to the Grass is Blue podcast.
That's horrible.
No, not that one.
No.
No. Welcome back to the Grass is Blue podcast. Here we have, in the thriving metropolis of Quakertown, one Stephen Rice.
Hola.
Oh.
Numero dos. We have Kieran Mezio.
It's a Latin remix of the show. Is that what we're doing?
Special
and
guest, Brown
final
Buddy.
Your host, White Rice Willie.
White Rice Willie.
I don't know, I just made it up.
Brown
right
rice
now.
Makes his
really,
stomach
that's,
upset.
That's what you came up with on the spot?
Yeah.
White rice.
That's why I'm not the funny guy.
Oh.
That's why I'm just the DJ and the host.
And the bartender, apparently. So we're getting the punishment wheel together.
Yes.
And we got it together.
And we got a bunch of things on the punishment wheel. Kieran, would you like to tell the audience what the punishment wheel entails? And this is the punishment for losing the
shocker, by the
basketball
way. UConn
tournament.
Won, I lost. Oh well.
Yeah. UConn won, you lost.
Kieran
loser. From the second place that the first game ended, I was in last place.
No, the wheel was
till, well, I'm not counting the wheel. Right. But between the four of us.
Okay.
But until the second that the final game ended, I was in last place. But as soon as it ended, I shot right to second place.
Oh, well, I
lost. A true redemption story, courtesy of the Wet Sock Mafia.
It's a comeback kid out of nowhere. Cinderella story.
We got hot sauce, which is like
the hot sauce.
You got sour pickle. I don't know how to even describe that.
It's a
gummy.
It's
right?
A gag gift that somebody, I won't say her name, bought for the show.
But it rhymes with Relisha.
Yeah, with by Felicia. It rhymes with the show.
It rhymes with the show?
No, it doesn't. Forget it. I start over.
Keep going.
Can we start the whole show over?
No, keep going. Keep going. I like this.
This just gives you editing power later. Me messing up again.
I'm a big fan of
Duke.
Yes.
And in celebration,
guess who's number one next season? Pre-ranked already.
Who's that?
Duke.
Is it Duke?
Yeah. They're already ranked number one.
In celebration of the tournament ending,
I already know what he's going to end it with.
All right, go Duke.
I can't believe you said that.
I didn't. It's editing. Magic.
You said
you
it.
You definitely said it.
You absolutely said it.
I'm a big fan of
Duke.
See, you said it.
That sounds edited. The first one, I probably made the faux pas, but
you did. We jumped all over.
I know.
And I have not seen the Duke shirt that you bought.
I actually don't even know what it is. If I'm being honest.
It was thrown out a long time ago.
I wonder.
No, it's wonder. In under the
it's probably in my
Mount Everest giant, of clothes yeah. on the pile in his room.
Oh,
I've
well.
Never seen a bigger pile of clothes in my life.
It's all
really?
My clothes.
Yes.
Wow.
It's all of them.
Almost every article of clothing he owns is on his
futon.
Do you have a dresser in your room?
I have. Yeah.
And you walk right by.
Are
it.
They full?
Some actually are. My shorts drawer doesn't open.
At least you know he's not having chicks over.
Facts.
Well, his last wonderful girlfriend used to come in and clean it for him.
No, she did that once. Don't give her attention. And I helped her.
And yeah. then he would say, I'll just have Maddie clean it.
Well, yeah, she had to clean up so she had a place to sleep if she was up there.
Well, not sleep. She didn't sleep.
Or to sit down?
Just sit down.
How's that?
Yeah.
Now, Nick doesn't clean it up for you? Nick's room's just as bad, isn't it?
No.
He's home,
he's got shit on the floor.
When
but
he's home, yes.
He doesn't have that big pile of clothes that you...
Christian's room is atrocious, by the way.
Christian's is.
Yes.
Yes. Christian's is a close second to Kieran.
Really?
Yeah.
So Kieran's is worse than Christian's?
So this is what I say. I clean my room more, but it always gets the messiest.
Almost the day after.
I see.
I'll clean and then the 2 days later, it's exactly where it was.
Huh.
But I probably clean more out of everyone, like boy-wise, because I make it
as
the
opposed to all the girls in this house?
Hey, yeah, pretty much. Anyways, what are we? Sour pickle, Bean Boozled.
Yeah. So sour pickle is like a gummy, but it's...
It is a gummy?
I believe so. I didn't eat it. Nick and Alicia ate it.
I think it is a gummy.
Apparently, they are god-awful sour pickle balls.
It was no sell Nick. It didn't bother him at all. Lee had... I have video of Lee throwing up in the sink.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Nick's no fun, though. Wax.
That's true.
Yeah, I hope it's the wax.
I hope it's the wax. What are we waxing?
His ginger beard.
I'd probably have to say my leg.
The chin strap.
Like some part of my leg.
Yeah, we'll do his leg.
Oh, yeah, because he's got
or
Viking
chest
boots,
hair.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got the Viking boots.
I don't have chest hair.
Yeah, he's got the Viking boots like I do.
Yeah.
Echinacea shot.
That's not bad.
It's pretty bad.
I just learned what echinacea is. I mean, I've heard the term, but...
Yeah, if you do one.
Yeah, you want to try it out?
No, I don't want to try it unless I have to.
Well, that way you can describe accurately what it is.
I could if I ever get a punishment. It's on the wheel.
So we got spin again on here.
Spin again.
For quote-unquote dramatic purposes.
Ooh, what if we change spin again to spin again, double the punishment?
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to do, you have to do it twice.
To be fair, though, I was already going to say two times.
Well, some of those, some of those should be two anyway. Yeah.
For the Mountain Dew wheel.
The Mountain Dew
wheel. Yeah, Mountain Dew wheel, I think the shot wheel... The shot should be two.
The Mountain Dew.
Or double. No, the hot sauce.
Oh, the hot sauce?
Like a double dose.
Okay.
Double amount.
And then Bean Boozle has to be two.
Yeah. And then two.
Sorry for editing.
Mountain Dew.
Sorry. You definitely still heard it.
He turns off his mic to sneeze, but then he sneezes into the other microphone.
Yeah.
You gotta love this kid.
Yeah.
Milk Mile is the last one.
Yeah. The Milk Mile. Describe to our fans what a Milk Mile is, because this one's intriguing. This is my second choice behind the washing.
So you have to run a mile. So
it's
four times
sick.
Around the track.
He's got allergies, though. There's another one. He's going to sneeze.
No, we're fine for now. Maybe in like 5 seconds, but it's... No.
Four.
Wait.
Three. Two. One.
Achoo!
Okay, so you have to do four laps around the track, but you have to finish a gallon of milk before you finish the mile. So it's like you run around once, drink a little bit, run, drink a little, and you have to finish the gallon before you finish.
I don't think you're drinking a little bit if you have to drink a gallon.
Yeah. You're not going to slam it the first thing though, because one, you can't drink a gallon in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, can't you just take a sip and then run around another lap and take a sip?
You got four laps to finish it.
If you want, you have to finish it before you finish the mile. So if you want to wait until the third time to slam a gallon of milk and then run a
So you're only taking three drinks to kill a...
Well, four. You just don't cross the finish line before you're finished the fourth.
No, you can't.
Like, well, I would,
you could wait.
You can't stop at the finish line, finish
you can't?
The gallon, and then go, no, because it ruins the point of having to drink the milk. Otherwise, I would just run three
laps.
I
would lap, run three laps and leave it at the gallon and then drink it.
Does it have to be a gallon? Like, can we get those like small bottles?
Like a half gallon?
Like a quart? Four quart? Like a what's less than a quart?
Pint.
Yeah, that would be too small.
Like this.
This big.
Yeah.
You could do a half gallon.
Can we make one of them cream? Like a half and half?
Oh, Jesus.
I don't want to drink half cream. For you, maybe.
Just because could you do the milk mile?
We don't want your pants falling off from diarrhea.
Could you do the milk mile?
No. I don't drink milk to begin with. Like, I don't...
At least a lactose.
I've had chocolate milk in my life, but I've never had regular milk.
That's what I'm wondering. Could you complete the milk
mile? No, I can't get past the smell.
Is it not the lactose?
Oh, well, yeah, there's that, too. I mean,
I don't give a shit about you not being able to because of the smell.
If you want to see a...
What if you pinch your nose and then
drink it?
Just want you
to shit your pants on the track.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't need to see that.
No.
Nobody does.
Nobody wants to see that.
Well, it's for everyone else then, but you.
We'll do a two-story beer bong of Guinness chug for Steve, and then he's got to run.
I had a hard enough time running a half mile. Or a half of a...
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
Half of a quarter of a mile.
Two-story beer bong of Guinness, and then he has to run one lap.
Deal.
I had to run a lap?
Mm-hmm.
I could jog a lap.
You can jog a lap.
Yeah.
But you got to do... I mean, right
you
after
just can't
you
walk.
Chug a two-story beer bong of Guinness.
Two-story?
Yes.
Two stories.
It's five beers.
No, it's like two.
How long is this beer bong?
It's big.
It's a fire hose.
It's big.
It's a garden hose.
It's big.
It's big.
I forget how many beers it would take to fill it. It's been a long time since I've done a two-story beer bong.
Well, it's one for one.
Fine, you can do one of Guinness. One.
No, I like the idea of two, or the two-story.
Is the Guinness going to be warm, or is it cold?
Half and half.
Don't you serve it warm, or let it sit out for a little bit, or something?
You just have to let it sit. It? So it's like you pour, like, if this is the pint glass or whatever, you, like, pour it up to here. And then you'd let it sit. And then you'd fill it the top just to get the head.
Well, I do love head.
Okay. Next top.
On my beer.
Good Lord. Are we spinning it now? Is this it? Is this the moment of truth?
Is this it? Are we ready? Let's do it. Oh, man.
I don't even have a drum roll.
Yeah.
Are we holding hands?
I'll do, like, from Christmas Vacation. Everybody, give me a drum roll.
And we're spinning.
We're spinning.
I hate your guts.
No, that was hardly a spin.
I just tapped it, dude.
And then it stopped.
There we go.
So then you're yelling at me. I got the... Yeah, well, I already spun it the first time.
All right.
What did it come up as?
Does it say how many revolutions it does? Like, can you set that? Can you have it spin a little bit more?
I can do this. If you do that.
All right, do that. One.
Okay, so this is
two,
it.
Three. This is it. And sour pickleball.
Oh.
It's like the one I didn't want.
Are we doing it now?
Maybe we can.
I'll get it.
You want to do it now?
Ooh, sure.
It now? Let me
get
it.
Yeah, why not?
I'm a big fan of
Duke. These are sour pickle balls. These are a terrible, terrible smelling candy that Bill's trying to shove underneath my nose. I will not be doing that. Anywhere near that. It's horrible, horrible. These people just bring these terrible foods into this house. No.
It doesn't smell bad, though.
No, it is. Looks like the size of an Irish potato.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what an Irish potato is?
No.
And you're freaking Irish.
He was just in Ireland.
You're just in Ireland.
Is it candy?
It's like the cinnamon-covered coconut candy.
Never heard of her.
Are you serious?
Positive. Why would I be lying about that?
I hate coconut.
I'm not a huge fan of
coconut. I love Irish potatoes.
I made the mistake of eating one as a kid.
I hate Guinness, but love Irish potatoes.
This feels, I don't like honestly, coconut.
Dude, that looks like...
I might
right,
have
so,
to cut this in half.
It's the size of an Irish potato.
The whole thing, but like, I don't... Brace-wise, I'm not quite sure.
You might want to be on the microphone as well.
I don't think you can cut it.
Yeah, what are you going to cut it with?
A
chainsaw,
knife.
Maybe.
A spoon.
I don't know. It looks like, I mean, it's a rock.
Don't break your braces.
Oh, God.
If you got to cut it,
you can't even
maybe,
bite
is it. Stale? Cut it.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
Do you think it's stale? Or you just
it broke apart.
Okay. All right.
Oh, this is going to be worse.
Go the big one first.
Why?
Or are you going to break the big one and there's no more
smoke? Try to.
All right, go ahead. Eat this.
This is going to be worse because he can't. It's so hard that he's going to have trouble chewing it.
Oh, there you go. He broke apart pretty easily with the fingers. And Phillies win. Yeah, Phillies win.
He does not look happy. This young man. Uh-oh.
It's not good, but it's not like... Oh, boy. It got worse.
Sour. Can you describe the flavors that you are experiencing?
It tastes like ass.
What kind of ass? Is this like a clean ass? Sour ass. Or like after Steve's running around the track doing a Guinness mile?
It's just like
swamp ass.
2 a.m. in the alley next to the bar ass? Or
middle of the night, you got too many covers on, swamp ass?
Oof.
Well, he can't wash it down yet.
Yeah, he doesn't. Gotta
finish that sour pickle.
It's all over his fingers. This is... Oh, this is... He's staring out the window looking for inspiration. I don't think it's coming from outside.
Be funny if like a giant...
Oh, my God. Your entire mouth is green.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a guy in a giant pickle suit dancing down the street now.
He's going to have pickle dreams.
The sour pickle man. It's better than the dreams of the duck chasing him. Never tell you that story?
No.
So I was going up to see Aiden one Saturday morning. So I asked Karen, I'm like, would you like to go? Karen said, yes, just don't tell Pookie that I'm coming. I'd like to surprise him. So I didn't.
Pookie is Aiden?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I tell Karen, I said, all right, I said, I got to leave by 8:30 because I want to get up there and Aiden and I are going to have breakfast.
All right.
Brush my teeth.
So
wash your hands, brush your teeth.
So we get up there. Or I come down and I'm hanging out waiting for number two to show up, or number three of that matter. But
that would be Aiden. That would be Karen.
Yeah. Well, Karen's number three.
All right.
So waiting for him to come down, and no Karen. I'm like, he's not coming. So I go up and I knock on his door, and I hear, huh? I open the door, and he's dead asleep. He's covered under covers, pitch dark room. His alarm is going off, though. And it's a quacking sound. So it's just nonstop, quack, 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 quack. And I'm like, because I heard it coming up the stairs. I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like, it's got to be his alarm. A guy I work with has that as his ringtone. So it's quacking. And I said, hey, Kieran. And he picks his head off the bed and he goes, I said, you going up to visit Aiden with me? He's like, no, I was just dreaming a duck was chasing me. Because his alarm was going off for so long that he felt the duck was chasing him in his dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can have vivid dreams like that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Have you ever had that? Where you thought maybe you were awake, but you were sleeping, and then you wake up and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
You're throwing Joey Lawrence into this.
How you doing?
So Kieran, that's... It's Joey Tribbiani.
I know. Yeah. See if you keep up with
me. So Kieran went up to wash his hands and brush his teeth.
Yeah.
His entire mouth is
green.
It's green. It's like
hulking out.
It's like he blew the Hulk.
I was going to say with Daffy Duck, the whole duck thing. Now tonight he's going to have a dream of him and Daffy having some fun.
All right. So we got a couple things today.
30 minutes in.
30 minutes in.
Yeah, we got a couple.
We got trivia with
oh boy, with special Bobby. Guest star.
Yeah. When do you want to do that?
Whenever you want. Whenever Bobby's ready.
You want to do it now?
Sure, if you want.
All right. Let me try to get Bobby on the horn. All right, so tell us about your experience now that you've scrubbed your hands and brushed your teeth.
It was pretty bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
When I was looking outside, I was trying to compose myself because I felt it coming up.
Felt it coming up.
Yeah, it was almost God. Threw up, but I didn't.
Nice.
But I held it together. It's pretty bad. My fingers are stained green.
Oh.
My mouth is stained green.
Let's see it.
Hulk puke. Oh, yeah.
That was me also scrubbing. I had the tongue scraper, so it's like
the tongue scraper got broken out. Steve.
Oh no. That must have been terrible.
It was bad.
Is there an aftertaste?
There was.
Nice.
But I mouthwashed, brushed my teeth twice.
Scrape my tongue.
So.
Yeah.
And I don't mean bottle caps. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I made a candy run today.
Yeah, it was ass.
I can tell.
How Nick no-sells these, I have no idea.
He did.
Well,
he's a tough guy.
I just know on the inside, though, he's dying.
Yeah. So I have, is Bobby ready? Are we waiting?
He is not ready.
All right. So I have a couple other things we can do while we wait
please.
Robert.
Do it.
In light of the wrestling trivia question.
Yes.
And I know Kieran probably won't be able to add too much to this, but maybe he can. Top 10 wrestlers turned actors in the roles that they played.
What do you mean in the roles that they played?
So like who had the best acting role that was a wrestler?
Oh.
Which wrestler had the best, did the best job acting?
The Rock.
Well, let's hold on, because there's a cup.
So there's 10, you're saying.
10?
Can I go first?
Sure you can.
Because I pretty much know two.
What do you want
about it?
Well, hold on. I wasn't going to ask you. I was going to run through the list, and then you guys can critique the list or the order.
I thought we were going to guess the list.
Well, if you want to, go ahead. Let's guess first. If you want to guess first.
And then we can critique
it. Go ahead.
I like it.
I like that idea better, Kieran. Let's do that.
Thank you.
Which Rock are you going to choose, though?
So as soon as you use the actor once, that's it. You can't use him again.
Are all 10 of them different?
Yes.
So then couldn't I just say The Rock?
You can say The Rock in all his movies.
Bobby is calling you. All right, go ahead. Let's go.
When you want to, we can.
Here he is. Hold on.
Yeah, we can do this after.
Mr. Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, just driving to my mother's.
Okay, all right.
Hello, Bobby.
Hey, what's up, Bill? How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
It's Andrea's dreamboat, Bill Measure.
I know. Is Bill there? Hey, Bill.
Yeah,
hey,
buddy.
Bill. You can be my fluffer anytime, buddy. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Get Andrea all pitched up.
I had a good Saturday night before the Super Bowl. Not so much on the Super Bowl, but, you know.
Right.
How was your WrestleMania experience with me?
Oh yeah,
Bobby, on Saturday.
We did you tell Bill about Eugene?
No.
Oh,
he was part of the Geek Squad that showed up. There was a so I got four end seats. It's the end of the row. So either Bobby or I could stretch out a little bit because we're a little bit on the larger side. And
larger? We're 3x, 4x large, buddy.
There was a so there was the four, and then there was an empty seat next to me.
Okay.
And I said to the guy that was in the next seat, I said, "Do you have anybody that's coming here?" And he goes, "No." And I thought, "Oh, this is great." Then Bobby and I both have room to stretch out. Well, this dork shows up. This geek shows up.
He's as big as Steve.
Yeah, he's a large fellow as well. He's got this wild hair that looks like it hasn't been combed in about 6 years.
Bill, I think I'll have to send you a picture of it.
Yeah.
Send us a picture.
Yeah.
Or you can show him, Steve.
Yeah, I will show. I'll show it to him. Do you remember the wrestler Eugene?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked exactly like Eugene, but bigger and longer hair.
Okay.
I mean, the hair was just all over the place.
Nice.
It was just,
like Wild Samoans type hair?
Nice. So, He proceeds to tell me that he drove 6 hours from Maine to come down to this WrestleMania.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You got
to
win.
He
it.
Had commentary for everything. He tried to engage me multiple times. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there freezing my ass off.
And he looks like he's doing the cross arms because he's trying to be all tight, wound up. Steve is because he has no room to stretch out.
Oh, that. So he was doing his Prince impression.
I was doing Prince all day.
Yeah. plus Steve probably doesn't like the stranger there touching him too much.
Well, not just that, the guy smelled so bad, dude. I was 4 seats away from him to smell him.
Oh.
I can't imagine what he smelled like sitting next to you, Steve.
Yeah, he was.
Bill, he smelled like a hoagie with extra onions, bro.
Oh, nice big armpit. I love it.
Here he is. That's the picture.
Oh, that is priceless.
Yeah. Dude. I'm showing him the picture now.
Oh, that's great.
That is
so wait, are you guys recording now?
Yes, yes you're on
yeah,
the
you're
air.
On the air, buddy.
Oh, okay. I figured. I'm like...
Yeah, Steve should have said, "Hello, welcome, Bobby. You're on the air. Welcome to the Grass is Blue podcast here over
well,
at Cemetery Studios."
I can understand. He gets excited, you know, because, you know, you get this superstar guest, you know, that comes to your show.
Yeah.
I understand.
Oh, he hasn't been able to contain himself for like the last 3 days.
Well, that's because we had such a good time at WrestleMania.
Well, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't so cold, it would have been a much better experience, but the second night I saw it, from what we saw on TV anyway, was better than the first night. But, I mean, it was just an experience in its own. Is just, you know, when you're into that stuff, it's like you going to, you know, a concert of Journey. You love Journey, and you seeing them, you know, numerous times, and they have this big spectacle or something, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it was for us, you know. Perfect. I went 25 years ago, Bill.
See, I grew up on wrestling, so I am I'm a big-time wrestling fan, but I haven't watched since WCW pretty much went off the air. I watched a few years after that, and then I kind of stopped, so I have not watched
it. You were a Nitro guy.
Yeah, well, I watched them both, but I was definitely more of a WCW guy, but I grew up, you know, every Saturday morning, you know, watching
You
know, Dusty Rhodes and all those guys.
House,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, I grew up on the four. I'm a big Four Horsemen guy, so I'm one of my favorites of all time. So I am familiar with it, yeah. Now I just kind of follow along. I get, like, the TikTok videos or real videos or whatever the hell they're called, and that's the only way that I kind of keep up with it.
Yeah. I mean, I outgrew it, and then my nephew got me back into it again probably about, what would you say, 20 years ago, Steve, when Cordell was little and we were having the WrestleMania parties at the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, every year, me, Dennis, and Steve and Dylan have been getting together, basically, with the exception of a handful of years where we did, you know, like, right, in between. But generally, they always come to my house. We watch WrestleMania together, you know. So last year, when we had the opportunity to go this year, we were like, we got to go. You know, and
much to my wallet's chagrin.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Steve said he wants to go back every year now, no matter where it is.
Yeah, let's go to Minnesota next year.
And he wants to invite Eugene as well to join you guys.
Eugene's coming. I at one point, about 20 minutes after the guy sat down and we were all like making fun of him back and forth, I said, "Bobby, you'll never believe it. This guy lives in Willow Grove."
Oh, yeah.
So I invited him over to your house, and Bobby, Bobby had like this look of, what? I can't tell if you're serious.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "What's the dude's name?" I was like, "I don't know."
Nice.
He's just coming to your house. Right. That's when I knew.
I already gave him your address.
I said, that's when I knew he wasn't serious, when he couldn't even come up with a fake name.
Right.
I was like, you know.
So
I'm like,
so Bobby,
I don't mind anybody coming to my house and hanging out, but, you know.
Yeah.
Describe the scene and the time it took after the main event, after the final bell is over, getting out of the stadium and
oh, dude, you know what? It sucked.
It was 71,522 people.
Yeah.
They announced 71,523, but I left.
Nice.
So it was.
Steve was already home by the end of the main event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We left. I got in my car, Bill, at midnight. It was 12 o'clock on the dot when I got to my car. I was in the parking lot. We were parked next to the bank, kind of on the corner of 11th and Patterson.
Yeah.
By the time I actually got out of the parking lot, it was 1:06.
Oh, my God.
Now, Bill. Yeah,
an hour and 6 minutes, dude, of sitting in a line that wasn't even moving.
I'd be hot.
Bill is famous for leaving early and does not. He wants to beat the traffic. He doesn't care what is going on.
I've never been one. One time, Bill, I think I left early. I was at a Union game, and Andrea used to get free tickets because the company she works for is a sponsor for the New England Revolution.
Okay.
So anytime they would come to town, we would get free tickets. I'd go down on the pitch, meet some of the players. It was kind of neat.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I'm not a big soccer fan, but, you know, I'm a sports fan. So, like, I got to go down and stand on the field. That's, you know, I mean, I'm a grown man, but still, it's neat.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
that's debatable.
I had to be... No, I'm grown, Steve. Definitely grown.
Grown sideways.
Yeah, well, I'm not overweight. I'm under height. I should be 8'5", not 5'8".
Yeah.
So,
let's roll this up. Right. All right, we're going to do some trivia, right, Bobby.
Here we go.
And here is your subject.
What we're going to... Let me explain it first before you go. Steve's going to leave the room. He's going to go out to the out front. And then I'm going to ask you five questions. Kieran's going to start the timer. He's going to give you 60 seconds. From the time I finish asking the first question, he'll start the timer. We'll just keep moving on. I won't say right or wrong. Once your answer is in, I'll move on to the next question. When you're done or your time is up, either one, if you get through all questions and you pass the one, you have time left, you can go back to it. I'll call Steven and he'll do the same thing.
We got
to do the thing. Okay. All right. Ready? We're going to send out Steve. So Steve wins.
And I'm
I humbly accept this win.
Good job. Hold on, I will tell you in 1 second.
For trivia.
Yeah, good luck to whichever one of our lucky listeners is going to compete against him next week.
Here is your host, DJ Trinket.
Steve wins again.
I went back to it. Close the two.
All right. So the topic, which I thought was appropriate for the conversation we were just having, is WWE trivia.
Oh.
Okay.
Did Steve tell you we went to a trivia night not too long ago?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like 3-4 weeks before WrestleMania. We went to a trivia night. We placed 9th out of 34 teams.
Oh, nice.
We were the Rock, Sock, and Cock connection. Oh, a buddy of mine met us there.
Nice. I don't want to ask who was what.
Well, I'm the cock.
I didn't want to assume anything. You never know. So what we'll do then is I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and then when you're done, we'll bring Steve in. He'll get the same 5, and then whoever answers the most will win. If there's a tie, then I will ask 1 question to both of you until one of you gets it wrong.
Okay.
All right? All right.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Kieran, you ready?
Yep.
Which superstar did Stone Cold Steve Austin defeat in the 1996 King of the Ring tournament before coining Austin 316?
Ric Flair.
Which superstar won the inaugural Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 30?
Oh, shit. Braun Strowman.
Honky Tonk Man lost his Intercontinental Championship title to the Ultimate Warrior at SummerSlam 1988, but he was originally supposed to face who?
Oh, my God. Brutus Beefcake.
Which WWE Hall of Famer was the first ever Intercontinental Champion in 1979?
Pat Patterson.
10 seconds.
Who did Tito Santana defeat in the first ever WrestleMania match in 1985?
3.
Oh, two, fudge. I forget. ST Jones.
Okay.
I forget that one. Steve's going to kick my ass in this one.
You got it.
Wow.
You got it in, though, so we'll give you the credit for the last one. Steve-O!
I know it's not right, but that's okay. I threw one out there.
No, you got it in before the buzzer, so that's good.
So I'll be able to hear Steve's answers then?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to leave you on the air since just don't say anything.
No.
That's impossible for Bobby.
Maybe. Should we mute your phone? We'll let Bobby listen. We'll just mute your phone.
It's impossible for Bobby not to say anything.
All right. 5 questions.
5 questions.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
All right. If you have time left over, you can go back and pass on a question and go back to it.
All right.
Question number one. Which superstar did Stone Cold Steve Austin defeat in the 1996 King of the Ring tournament before coining Austin 316?
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Which superstar won the inaugural Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 30?
And so that was 10 years ago. The Big Show.
Honky Tonk Man lost his Intercontinental title to the Ultimate Warrior at SummerSlam 1988, but he was originally supposed to face who?
He was originally supposed to face... Oh, shit. Pass.
Which WWE Hall of Famer was the first ever Intercontinental Champion in 1979?
Pedro Morales.
Who did Tito Santana defeat in the first ever WrestleMania match in 1985?
Paul Roma.
Honky Tonk Man lost his Intercontinental title, the Ultimate Warrior, SummerSlam in 88, was originally supposed to face who?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
All right.
Bobby says.
Let's see.
Are my answers different than yours, Bobby?
Very.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Dude, this was not an easy one, I'll be honest.
Oh, it's all right, but you know, I like it, though. I like it, though.
Yeah. I tried to go a little tougher, but I figured it wasn't. The oldest one was, I think, one of the easiest, actually. But
go ahead.
All right, here we go. This was question number one. Which superstar did Stone Cold Steve Austin defeat in the 1996 King of the Ring tournament before coining Austin 316? Bobby answered Ric Flair. Steve answered Jake the Snake Roberts. And the correct answer is Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yes.
Once he said that, I knew. Yeah, I remembered that once he said it.
All right. It's 1-0, Steve. Question number two. Which superstar won the inaugural Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 30? Bobby said Braun Strowman. Steve said The Big Show. The answer is Cesaro.
Cesaro.
He won.
Cesaro. Yep. Oh, wow.
He won the inaugural Andre. You know that word, Steve?
Inaugural.
Yeah. Andre the Giant Memorial. Yeah. So the answer is Cesaro. So it's still 1-0. Steve over Bobby. Question number three. The Honky Tonk Man lost his Intercontinental Championship title to the Ultimate Warrior at SummerSlam in 88. Who was he originally supposed to face? Bobby answered Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Steve answered Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
I think I knew that. Wait a minute. All right, go ahead.
Bobby is correct. It
really?
Is Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Wow.
Yep. So it is 1-1 heading to question four.
Whoa!
Question four. Which Hall of Famer was the first ever Intercontinental Champion in 1979? Bobby answers Pat Patterson. Steve answered Pedro Morales.
Oh, boy.
The correct answer is Pat Patterson. It is 2-1, Bobby over Steve for the Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Why is it going to be the Heavyweight Championship?
I figured that was the biggest belt. Literally and figuratively.
Yes, right.
All right. Question number five. Who did Tito Santana defeat in the first ever WrestleMania match in 1985? Bobby answers Special Delivery Jones, a little SD Jones.
Now, I can tell you that that is wrong because King Kong Bundy beats. Go ahead.
So right. then. And Steve's answer that. Was yes. Paul Roma. The correct answer, Steve needs this to win or tie, and then we'll go tiebreaker.
Was it Terry Gibbs?
The correct answer is the Executioner.
Oh, boy. Wait, that's Paul Roma underneath a mask.
No, bullshit, Steve.
What? That's Paul Roma under a mask.
Get out of here.
The winner and new trivia champion, Bobby. I love it.
Steve,
boo.
You're not going to live this one down, buddy.
Yeah, I know. So much for this trivia segment where Bill pumps me up to be the trivia king. I win three, and now I've lost four in a row.
It's all good, buddy.
I said to Steve, Bill.
Yeah.
I said to Steve, I said, I want to be a guest host one day with you guys. That's what I want to do. That's my dream. Can you make a wish? Can I get a Make-A-Wish?
We'll see. Steve.
Yeah, you are special.
Put on Cena's music, and I'll see what I can do for you, buddy.
Well, I have the bald spot like Cena in the back of my head. See that?
Yeah.
WrestleMania?
Just like Steve is saying now that you can't see him. I don't know. I'd say we could count today as almost a guest spot. This is good.
Anytime you want to call me and I'm available,
hell yeah,
bro. I love it.
Bro. I love it, man. Yeah, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah, this is fantastic. So much for my so much for my theme.
Well, congratulations, Bobby.
We have to redo the theme song.
What do I win?
You win a home version of the show.
Oh, wow. I've always wanted one.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's fresh, hot off the press. That does not mean that one of us is going to come to your house, by the way, just so nobody.
I want to find a wall on my way home and drive right into it.
Dude. Bill, you can't come to my house because my wife might leave me if you come to the house.
It's true. That's true.
Is Bill there?
I didn't know Andrea was Southern. It's a nice Southern draw.
She's not. She's an angel and has a special place in heaven for putting up with Bobby.
She's wonderful.
She said yes. That's all I ever tell her.
Under duress. Anyway, Bobby, right. it was good hearing from you, Bobby.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
Bye now.
All right. Not so good, Steve.
Yeah, I'm having
four losses in a row.
I gotta right the ship here somewhere.
You're like the Buffalo Bills of the grass
is
blue.
Okay, but to be fair,
yes,
he's played people that have almost chosen their category.
It's true.
Well, I'd say...
So that's like me coming up and being like, hey, I want to play him in a game that I'm good at, that he might not be, but he's good in trivia, but he might not be good in this. But he's not.
And I thought that's fine, but I think the only one that really was picked against him...
Baseball.
Was baseball. Dalton with baseball.
Yeah, he picked geography.
I picked geography.
Yeah.
All right, so two. Two of your eight losses.
And Bobby was okay with the wrestling trivia.
Yeah. Well, he's okay with it. I'm sure Kieran was okay getting basketball. Doesn't mean he picked it.
Yeah.
I picked wrestling. I thought it would be good for you two.
I gotta take the weekend off and regroup.
Okay. All right, well.
Yeah, but if you give the two of them geography, who do you think wins?
Me against Bobby?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe Bobby's a closet...
geographical wizard.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is from Puerto Rico, so...
Could be a regular Indiana Jones.
He could be.
So...
All right.
Sorry, buddy.
Now that I'm thoroughly depressed.
Because you lost in wrestling trivia to Bobby.
No, it's just the fact that I keep losing.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with the subject matter.
Now you know how Nick feels.
Oh, I can't have another, losing! Is that where Steve's at now? You need to play that rant now in the show for this section. All right. So what we were talking about before, we were doing the trivia, and the batteries died, and the show came screeching to a halt. Top 10 wrestlers and their turn to actors.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to have you guys guess.
The Rock.
Kieran guessed The Rock in any of his movies. All right. He is on the list.
What number is he?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Why not?
I'll tell you that when I read through it.
Why? What does it matter?
What does it matter?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I want to run through the 10 through 1. So then you can also talk about the rankings.
I'm going to go with Rowdy Roddy Piper in the movie They Live.
Okay.
John Cena.
Cena is on the list.
Wait, is Piper on the list?
Nope.
Seriously,
he's not top 10.
I got another one.
Go ahead.
Wow. All right. I will go with The Miz.
The Miz is not on this list.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I had another one. I don't know where I went.
That's what she said.
I said John.
It's up your ass and to the left.
Oh, that's funny. Aren't you a funny guy?
Yeah, The Rock's been said. Cena's been said. So why don't I just go through the list then here?
All right. Well, I got a couple others.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan on that list?
Hulk Hogan is on the list.
All right.
Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin and not Grown Ups, the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, Grown Ups too. He also did The Condemned, which was pretty good. There was another one that I thought of that...
Is Stone Cold not on the list?
Stone Cold is on the list.
Is on the list.
So maybe say that next time.
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, Andre the Giant, Princess Bride.
Andre the Giant is on the list.
Yet nice. Somehow... The first one that I said was Roddy Piper's not on the list.
He's not on the list.
That's ridiculous.
We'll have Kieran watch They Live and give his movie review of that movie.
John Cena.
Past. It's not Ratatouille. Or Bugs Life.
All right. Go through this
All
list.
All righty then.
Yeah. I don't
Number
know
10. That. Starring in MacGruber, Chris Jericho. Number
Who
10.
Who even knows that?
People that watched MacGruber.
Was he in it, or was it just like a
He was in
cameo.
MacGruber. I don't know. I didn't see MacGruber. Did you see MacGruber?
No.
Did anybody see MacGruber?
I don't even know. That was a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
It was this SNL skit that became a movie.
Yeah.
And none of them have ever made any money.
It was a spoof.
Other than Wayne's World.
Spoof of MacGyver. Number 9. Starring in Grown Ups 2, Stone Cold.
He was good.
Steve Austin. He was great in that. Yeah, he did a great job. Number 9. Number 8. And I think this is really, really too low. Andre the Giant in Princess Bride.
In the worst movie ever made.
In one of the greatest movies ever known to man.
People overreact.
It is inconceivable that you think that.
It is the most overrated movie, and people lose their mind.
It's not the most overrated.
It is.
I know a lot more overrated.
That, along with Princess Bride, along with Avatar, and Groundhog Day, and The Breakfast Club.
Oh, you're ridiculous. Now you've insulted 50% of our audience, at least.
Well, I don't care. They're overrated movies. We all know movies. You don't care. I know these people love it's these your movies, opinion. But they're not good movies.
In your mind. In the minority's mind.
I'm the majority. In my head, I'm the majority.
I don't think so. You're the only one in there, or are you?
I the only one on that list that I liked was,
Avatar?
I hate that one.
I hate it. Princess Bride?
I'm okay.
Groundhog Day?
I hate that one.
And The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, never mind. I hate all of them.
Yeah.
You saw Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
And you didn't like it?
Dog shit. The main,
thank you.
Who's the main character? Like the blonde, not blonde.
Well, it's Emilio Estevez.
Like the emo type girl?
Ali Sheedy?
So annoying.
Yeah. It's not a good movie. I don't know why people
it's a great movie.
Love it so much.
The only bearable character is the main dude.
Do you understand that all the actors were equal? Like they all had equal parts. Think it wasn't
about
just
Judd
one
Nelson,
star.
The tough guy?
No.
Or the principal? Emilio Estevez?
The sports guy?
Yeah.
Gordon Bombay?
Dude, you guys are just saying fucking random names to me.
Anthony Michael Hall?
The guy that was the head coach in the Mighty
Ducks.
Who
looks like he was... Yeah.
That's see, Gordon Bombay.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's...
Which guy?
Emilio Estevez.
Which guy did you say again? I didn't hear you.
Mighty Ducks coach.
Mighty Ducks. He's the coach of the Mighty Ducks.
Nice.
Yeah. Only bearable one. Everyone else should have been locked up.
Well, we all know that your taste sucks, too. Okay. Number 10987. This movie should not be here. Hulk Hogan in Santa with Muscles.
That was over Stone Cold.
Yeah.
What even is that? Has anyone ever seen that?
I don't know.
That's the. Oh my God.
We should make that a punishment. You have to sit and watch. Invite a girl over on a date or watch with your wife.
Oh shit!
My
wife doesn't find out.
That's why I said your wife. And you have to watch Hulk and Santa with Muscles.
I just got a brilliant idea. 100th episode. We rent out a movie theater. Invite all of our listeners. And we watch Hulk Hogan in Santa with Muscles.
I don't think anybody would show up.
And then do a Q&A at the end.
Oh, my God.
Just be us three.
I was going to say, yeah, I may not even show.
Yeah. You're the only one
I am not going
in the theater
and doing that. But I'll tell you, I'll be there.
All right, what's number 6?
In the middle of the show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. CM Punk in heels.
That's not a movie. It's a series.
Okay. Just says top 10 wrestlers turned actors.
Yeah.
Didn't specify movies.
I'm calling bullshit on this.
All right. Next one is.
Yeah, with your Dave and Buster's pizza chain ass.
Exactly.
The Body.
Jesse the Body Ventura?
In.
No Holds Barred?
Predator.
I don't know.
Jesse Ventura in Predator.
That. I get that.
He was great. The next one, number 4, Edge in the Flash TV show.
Wasn't he in the Witcher too? Or no? He had his own vampire show, but yeah.
Forget.
All right, whatever.
Edge was number 4 in The Flash, but number 3, John Cena in Peacemaker and Fast and Furious.
I got to tell you,
He's great in Peacemaker.
Hate John Cena as a wrestler. I hated his character.
I love his character.
But as an actor, John Cena is great.
Yeah.
In the bit parts that he's been in. Have you seen the movie Cocklockers? He's phenomenal in that.
It was good.
As an overbearing dad, he was phenomenal.
Butt chug.
Did you see that?
I just saw a clip of the butt chug.
He was in a 10-minute clip and I know you're going to hate this, with Amy Schumer in the movie Trainwreck.
Okay.
He was phenomenal. I played her boyfriend. He was phenomenal.
Was he?
That, he's in a...
no, I like that.
He's in a movie theater arguing with a guy named Keith Robinson, who I have actually done stand-up with, by the way.
Get out of here.
I did. Yeah.
Who was the main host?
He was the headliner.
He was the headliner?
Yeah, but I hosted the show.
Oh.
So I opened the show for 20 minutes.
Who's then, bigger, the host or the opener?
Then introduced the headliner, of course.
Headliner. Yeah. Okay.
And what else was John Cena good in?
Peacemaker.
I hear he's very good in that.
He was good.
I loved it in that.
Yeah, he was great in that.
Oh, there's a new show.
Like the movie, he was okay, and I thought the TV show he was much better in because they could do more. Well, the Suicide Squad.
Oh, I hate him in that.
Yeah, but then he got his own show. Yeah, that's why I said he was way better in the show.
I hear there's a one where he plays a fireman. And a bunch of like kooky firemen
with kids though.
Yeah,
I think it's like kids in the firehouse. Or
I hear
something
that's
like that.
That's really funny.
Really? Too. Yeah. Oh, it looks awful.
He's so shout out to John Cena. I like him as an actor, but terrible. His character is terrible.
He's in the movie with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg too. The dad.
Oh,
one.
Stepdad.
He's in Stepdads too.
Is it Stepdad?
Yeah.
Well, he's coming out in a new movie as well with Zac Efron. Where they have to make up, I guess they went on some wild party, three guys, and they made up this guy as the reason why they all had to go travel and take care of this guy for whatever reason. So then the girlfriend or fiance would is ever like, you put off the wedding, I need to meet this guy that you keep going to visit, so bring him up here. So they had to find someone to play the role, and they found Cena in a bar, and that's who they, and he kind of was acting like they were describing this wild, crazy. So, yeah, you know how.
Okay.
I mean, it's pretty obvious. I can already picture how it's going to be laid out and go. But
gotcha.
Yeah. You know,
all right. Go ahead. Keep going.
All right. Number two, The Rock. In Fast and
put
Furious, Hobbs and Shaw,
Pain and Gain.
What was the one that Robin Williams did the original? Jumanji.
He was great in Jumanji.
What was
Kevin Hart.
And then what was the other Kevin Hart one?
Central Intelligence.
Central Intelligence.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. I even like the, San Andreas?
Yeah.
Is it a disaster movie?
Yeah.
I never saw Rampage.
See Rampage. Actually, I like that better than San Andreas.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, San Andreas was like, the premise, and it was just ridiculous.
Right.
Like, the whole thing, like, what he was able to do is just ridiculous.
Who was his wife in that?
She was very hot.
Rachel Weisz, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's Rachel Weisz.
But I remember her going, man, she's hot.
Yeah, she was one of my crushes back in the day.
Yes, yes.
Back in the day, though.
Back in the day. All right, what's number one?
Number one.
Captain Lou Albano.
Top 10 wrestlers turned actors.
Is it Captain Lou Albano in Cyndi Lauper's video for Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
How did you get that wrong? It is very not.
Easily.
It is not the captain. It is... Batista in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I see. Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking good.
Like when he was hiding and he's like, you can't see me.
Yeah, these are a lot of the comedy roles.
I'd probably put Rock number one.
If I move really slowly, you can, I don't know. I thought Batista's was great.
Batista's great in Guardians, but The Rock
a bit
has
part.
So much. Like, he is
the,
so
The Rock
movies.
Is a star actor.
Yeah. And the one where he's got no legs, he's like Paralympic firefighter to... What's it called? Skyscraper?
Skyscraper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where he's got to make a run across a crane with these...
The Rock?
Prosthetic legs, you know, like Oscar, your buddy Petraeus had.
Pistorius,
whatever.
My buddy?
Yeah.
Oscar Pistorius
so
is my buddy?
So he jumps on this and jumps onto the building. It was nuts. But it was not his best role and not the best movie.
Even, like...
But yes, you're right. He's the main star and much bigger part than Batista.
His first starring role was The Rundown with the guy from American Pie.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Where he had to go to the jungle.
That was
rescue
great.
Him. That was pretty good.
Actually, I love Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
That was
and then
good
when the Irish
Christopher
guy.
Walken. Shout out to my cousin, Cindy Kohler, who loves Christopher Walken. That's her.
Oh, yeah?
That's her
impression?
Go-to.
Do it again.
Good. Do it again.
No,
oh, come on.
Dude, it was horrible the first time.
Do you do fake Nick?
Hi.
On a dime.
Hi, welcome to Wawa. My name is Steve. How may I help you?
Do
it.
No.
Christopher Walken walking into
Steven,
a Wawa.
You do it.
Let me tell you what's not
That's
happening.
It's just your voice. Steven.
Kieran, I've never tried this before. Now I think I'm James T. Kirk. I don't know what is so funny.
Impressions are
not a highlight on the show. All right.
All right. Hi, welcome to Wawa.
I'm not doing it.
Come on.
Come on, Kieran. Dude, he just tried it.
I'll keep doing it.
It can't be worse than that.
If you don't.
You keep doing it.
All right, put it on the punishment wheel. You have to do a Christopher Walken.
Me? Yeah. Kieran does it.
Kieran has to do.
Yeah, you spin the wheel and I have to end up doing
what
the punishment.
What is the most, what's the most done impression? Is it Christopher Walken or is it Nicolas Cage?
No, I hear Walken way more.
Yeah, it has to be Christopher Walken.
He's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I heard a Eddie Murphy quote the other day, but it was from the, what was the movie where he was the detective with The Golden Child?
Oh, yeah. I want the knife.
That's exactly the reply that I put. Please. May I please have the knife?
I think that's...
Noomsie.
I think
brother.
I think that's one of my cousin's favorite movies as well.
So good.
Shout out to Cindy Kohler. Deliver the mail.
His girlfriend in that was amazing.
Yes. Yes. But
like that, a good actress, I mean.
But that kind of took a... That was like a weird role for him.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know, he was finding lost children, but then it took like a sci-fi fantasy kind of thing.
Yeah, it was interesting. Mystical Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Reminded me of Big Trouble in Little China a little bit.
Yeah, I never saw that. That was Kurt Russell, right?
Yeah. One of my first Kurt Russell roles.
All right.
Loved him. Escape from New York. And then that one.
I never saw them, but what do you think of The Rock and the Scorpion King?
Terrible.
And
well, the first one was all CGI.
Okay.
That he was
the
in.
Mummy?
It was The Mummy.
With Brendan Fraser. Shout out to my cousin Cindy Kohler again, who's in love with Brendan Fraser.
Wow.
Wow. This is an all Cindy Kohler and Bobby episode.
Yeah.
Our two favorite listeners.
All right. Well, Mama G. She's my favorite.
We got to get Mama G. Can I do trivia against Mama G?
Please. Please.
I'll ask her.
Can we do that next time?
Next episode? I can ask her.
All right. Do it.
She'll listen.
I need a win.
Oh, so you're picking her.
She's pretty smart.
I'm sure. I'm not expecting to beat her.
You just said I need a win. That's why I'm picking her.
No, if I needed a win, I'd go against you.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Snap.
Well, that's
I'm
not
a fan of
Duke.
Exactly. I'm an idiot. You don't want me in trivia.
They're your questions. Duke.
Well, obviously, I wouldn't be able to ask myself the question, would I?
Top five.
If so, then I'm in.
Yeah, if I can
who's
ask
the
it.
All-time scorer at Duke.
I'm a big fan of
Duke. Oh, I can picture him. He got injured early.
Jason Williams?
No.
Christian Laettner?
No. He came back and wasn't as good. Grant Hill. That's my answer.
Okay.
I'll look it up right now.
All right, look it up right now.
It's
either him or Laettner, but...
I was going to guess Laettner.
I'm going to go with Pablo...
Montoya.
No, Pablo...
Paolo Banchero? He was only there a year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't there that long.
Yeah, you got to go back because nobody stays long enough to beat Johnny Davis,
maybe?
Maybe.
I thought of him for a quick second, but I didn't. It's J.J. Redick.
J.J. Redick.
Really?
Wow.
I thought of him for a quick second, but I was like, no. I thought it was going to be... Didn't Kyrie go to Duke, too?
Yep.
Kyrie Laettner.
What the hell was that?
Damn it.
Jesus.
Yeah, let's get Mama G.
All right, let me see what I can do.
So get to work on that.
So, yeah, we'll have to talk when we both get back. We get back sometime Monday.
Yes.
Not sure when.
All right.
Did you know that Leonardo da Vinci was able to write with one hand and draw with the other at the exact same time?
I can do the same thing.
So can Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't think Leo can do that.
Sell me this pen.
Da Vinci.
Sell me this pen. You ever seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Wow. Really? Wolf of Wall Street's good, man.
I never saw it.
I avoided it for many years, and then I saw it. I mean, it's long. It's got a ton of F words in it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I said F words when I just say fuck all the time on this show. But,
right.
It's actually a pretty good movie.
Okay. Good.
Him and Jonah Hill are great.
Yeah. And who's the girl?
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie.
That's Harley Quinn.
Go ahead. What else you got?
Go ahead. Your turn.
I got some news.
From the Grass is Blue podcast newsroom, here is Steve Rice with your stupid news.
This one is stupid. Straight out of Detroit, Michigan. Okay? Or Southfield, Michigan, Detroit area. Here's the headline. Children race to collect marshmallows dropped from a helicopter at the Detroit area park. Apparently, they dropped over 15,000 marshmallows. And these kids need to run around and pick them up and collect them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the annual Great Marshmallow Drop that took place in Southfield, Michigan. Hundreds of children waved and cheered as the helicopter passed by on the way to the drop zone. Once there, a passenger dumped the treats out of a sack and onto the grass, and children darted to collect them. Here's the key. Officials stressed that although the fluffy treats are tempting, they must not be eaten because they hit the ground. Instead, kids exchanged the marshmallows they collected for a prize bag containing candy, a coloring book, and a one-day pass to a water park.
Sounds exciting.
Why drop marshmallows?
Exactly. That's my question. Because
they're soft.
Then
why?
There's other things that you can drop that are soft that aren't enticing kids to eat.
True.
The helicopter made four passes dropping marshmallows aimed at kids age three and three age categories. 4-year-olds and younger, 5 to 7, and those 8 to 12.
You're begging for them to eat these things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
how are you going to stop a 3-year-old from?
No, you can't. Yeah.
The drop is for children disabilities came later in the day.
Oh, my God.
So you're trying to tell kids with disabilities, hey, don't eat these marshmallows. Why? Because they hit the ground.
Also, yeah, you could eat them, but...
It's probably for liability reasons. They don't want to, like, you know, hitting a piece of glass and then all of a sudden you're firing it in.
Heroin needle stuck in your marshmallow because it's from Detroit, Michigan.
What else? Yeah. What else could they drop?
Patch of acid,
a foam ball.
Yeah, like little like
anything
not
foam.
Hard, like but like not soft that it would blow away. You know, like some of those solid but soft rubber balls that would just go straight
rubber. I mean, like
soft foam, like foam on the outside.
Yeah,
foam on the outside, maybe like thin rubber on the inside, a smaller.
That might knock somebody out
to give it some weight.
Speaking of...
Also, how high is this helicopter? Because even if you drop it from a certain height, marshmallows could still do some damage to a 3-year-old kid.
And if it's a windy day...
He's getting whipped.
You gotta play the wind.
You gotta.
Is this guy's like, it's going southeast, so we have to, you know, fly northwest and aim it at the park? This is the dumbest idea I've
ever
heard.
If it's too light, then you also have to worry about it floating, you know, off course, and now you got it dropping into
a funeral down
the road, and it just starts raining marshmallows down. Oh my God, it's a sign from Walter. He's not dead. Dig him up.
He always loved the marshmallows and his hot chocolate.
It's a sign by Walter. He's sending me marshmallows as a sign. Come and get me.
You said heroin needles just a second ago, didn't you?
He did.
I did.
All right.
Because it was Detroit, I think.
There you go.
He's being stereotypical.
Damn. I know my daughter.
Damn you, Karen.
She participates in this.
I hope.
In the marshmallow drop?
No. This is in Brick, New Jersey.
How did you segue heroin needle? From heroin
my daughter to my is daughter. A heroin addict. Okay?
Oh my God.
She participates.
Segway 101 says, do not connect your daughter and the heroin needle stories.
You just said heroin? Nice. My daughter.
Heroin needle. Speaking of that, my daughter used to participate in that. I'm like, what? And the heroin or the marshmallows?
And he said no to the marshmallow drops.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of...
Duke.
Look at you deflecting. You're a deflector.
It was a great comeback, though.
Oh, Duke. Okay. All right. So,
banquet.
My daughter participates with this every year because her boyfriend lives is from this little shore town out above Asbury Park.
Wonderful.
It's the Clean Ocean Action Environmental Group. And what they do is they pick a weekend.
What's their acronym?
And they all go out and clean the beaches.
Okay.
To make sure that
Sounds
they're ready.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
But what they find.
Saving the earth.
What they find. Is fun.
Has scarred children for years.
Jersey Shore beach season is almost here. It will soon be time to pack up the voodoo dolls, whoopee cushions, zip ties, and denture powder. These are just a few of the bizarre items plucked from the sands of New Jersey's beaches last year by volunteers of the Clean Ocean Action Environmental Group. Nearly 3,700 volunteers picked up and disposed of 176,206 items along the state's 127-mile coastline.
Wow.
Many were mundane and sadly common, like bottle caps, cigarettes, and...
I like bottle caps.
Yeah, he's eating bottle caps over there, and plastic pieces. So but then there are the oddities, and these are the things that were found. You ready?
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
A 50-pound bag of rice.
Nice.
Steve Rice?
Not 50 pounds, I can tell you that. It's like my, it's like my left foot. A Baby Yoda doll.
Steve Rice?
A severed Barbie head.
Steve Rice. Did you dump all this stuff out? Is this your trash?
All right, get ready to say Steve Rice, because there was also a air fryer.
Either is a trash bag of Popeyes from who the brings, dumpster. In-
who brings a fucking air fryer to the beach?
Me.
Karen.
What are you hooking it up to? You bring are you rolling a generator out there?
Well, I can get there's power banks.
Sure. It's a long extension cord.
Also found.
Power strip.
Boxer shorts, a bra, Steve's. A bikini,
Steve's.
Fake eyelashes, fishnet Steve's. Stockings, Steve's. And a jock strap.
Steve's. Sounds like your outfit you wore to prom.
Along with a positive pregnancy test.
It's definitely Steve's.
Imagine a woman gets a pregnancy test and she's not happy, so she just runs out on the beach and throws it in the water. And she's like, fuck this!
Oh, my God. That's nuts.
It's not going to change the outcome.
Yeah, it's not going to change the outcome.
No, that's crazy.
Nearly 80% of the total haul was plastic in some form. Bottle caps and lids accounted for 13% of the total haul. 10,000 plastic straws or beverage stirrers were found.
That's crazy.
I mean, some of this makes sense.
Also included, an automobile gas tank. Four car batteries. Not one, but four. A bumper, an air compressor, and how many tires do you think they found?
20.
Oh, that's close. 24.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to say like 9.
Yeah.
Denture cleansing powder, scissors, and a full-length mirror. Huh.
You do got, like, people realize they can't just throw whatever the fuck they want. No,
people do. Hey, you know what? We're just getting rid of this.
There was a dustpan. There was a Philadelphia Eagles banner.
Makes sense.
There were two crock pots with lids and a small refrigerator.
Ooh, what was in the crock pot? Was it good?
I don't know.
Meatballs?
Probably Ooh. Some seafood gumbo, maybe.
Ooh.
Six pineapples. A coconut.
Were they upside down?
A fortune. Yeah, you know what that means. A fortune
no,
cookie.
Don't, Steve. What does it mean?
A can of tuna and a box of Valentine's candy. That's pretty weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
Stop throwing your stuff in the ocean.
Yeah. Stop littering.
Stupid. Anyway.
Think of how many people have gone to the bathroom at the beach. In the water.
In the water?
In the water. One and two.
Probably a lot.
A lot.
Probably a lot.
I don't mean fish piss anyway.
Well, I mean, human urine, it's sterile, and I like the taste, but it's, you know, it's very convenient.
Heroin needles, and he likes piss.
And voodoo dolls.
You know
dolls.
What the Romans used as mouthwash back in the day, Steve?
The Romans?
Yeah.
No, what? Piss?
Yeah.
Urine? Mouthwash. Because it's sterile, and they like the taste.
Yeah, we talked about this last time.
I don't
show.
Know about the taste.
Just, probably couple
just
days
the
ago.
Sterile part.
Uh-huh.
You don't listen to the podcast, do you?
I don't listen to the show.
Unbelievable.
No, I'm not.
That's why I said it, because I thought it'd be funny, because it was just...
I'm not a regular listener. A
couple days ago. Okay.
Do you actually don't?
I edit the show. I listen to it
I mean,
before
like,
anybody
actually,
else does.
But like...
I get the sneak preview.
Well, you're the star, so...
Do you listen to it after you release it?
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll listen. I definitely listen to the beginnings, because I like the...
You're editing.
How funny you are.
No. It has nothing to do with it.
Yes,
I think,
it does.
No, I think they're funny.
They are.
Exactly.
The songs with the clips, throwing the clips. Like, you never know. You can't imagine how excited I get when somebody says something stupid. And I'm like, oh, I'm clipping that. And I'm clipping it. And I'm already making songs.
Nice.
I'm good.
I see the creative juices
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him, dude. Like, in that one I posted, I was like, this is the greatest thing you've ever done. A couple episodes
Which one
ago.
Was that?
I don't remember now. A couple episodes.
Was it about Nick?
I don't remember now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
It's good stuff. Man.
Figures. Fat checker.
Fact checker. You got anything else? You want to roll this shit up?
We wrap it up is fine with me.
Let's wrap it up. Sorry for the intensive over wrestling stuff to our audience. If you're not into that, I apologize. But
if you're into heroin needles, yes. It was great for you.
If you're into finding air fryers on the beach,
yeah, along with full length mirrors,
denture powder, and fake eyelashes. It sounds like Nick was there for a weekend.
Oh. Yeah, the air fryer would confirm it.
Yeah.
And the mini fridge.
And the four car batteries. What do you do? Why?
I don't know.
People are just dumping this stuff,
yeah,
right?
It's because they die and they're just like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. Chuck it in the ocean.
I'm gonna chuck it in the ocean, or I'm going to throw it on the beach.
Yeah, throw it in the river and all roads lead to the ocean.
Stupid.
I agree. It's destroying the planet slowly. Yeah.
For real.
All right.
So.
Well, not my habitat. No, I'm playing. I'm playing.
Take us home, Fake Nick.
Why? Every week?
All right, well then do Christopher Walken.
I can't do Christopher Walken.
Yes, you can.
Come on,
do
take
it.
Us home, Christopher Walken.
Take us home, Christopher
I'll
Walken.
I'll do Fake Nick.
I left my air fryer
in the water.
Out on the beach.
If someone could return it to me. I only have 3 backups now.
Go birds.
Bye, everybody.
All right, good night.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised to the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away. She makes the Indy 500 look like the Roman chariot face.
Look like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them all.